This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Macoupin County Sheriff Sean Call. Welcome to the show, Sheriff.
Thank you, Rick.
Sheriff, we're going to today discuss something that's coming up. It's new or going to be new, however you'd like to talk about that. But it's going to be a new app for cell phones coming up that involves the sheriff's office. And that's our topic of conversation today. And we'll let you talk about, this app, sort of what got it started and the development. And then we'll go over, you know, what all can be done with it when it gets going.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Well, this new, it's called Sheriff App is what it is. It's starting to get pretty big around the country. I was approached by the gentleman that runs it, owns it at the Sheriff's Conference. And I'd kind of looked at it over the last year and decided, you know, that this is something I think we need. It brings in transparency to the Sheriff's Office. It's a tool that I can get information out there a lot quicker, a lot faster, a lot easier. I can have multiple administrators on it, people on it, employees, you know, sergeants on the road can be on it. Hey, this we had an accident down the road here. He can jump on there. Route 4 down south of Gillespie shut down right now. You know, just something like that. So It's a pretty nice app, and so that's kind of what we're working on right now.
Now the app will be for Android and iPhone as well.
Yes, basically how it works. Once we get this app built, that's what we're kind of in the process right now is building it. We have to meet have a Zoom call on Monday to kind of finalize some things on what we want on it. So what'll happen is they'll go ahead and build it. They'll tie it in with our system at the sheriff's office that we do all of our reports in. So it all kind of tie together. I know we have a website, but we don't really technically run that website. It's done by Illini Tech. I will be able to run this actual app myself. I can put things on there I want to put on there relatively fast. Just for instance, this app will have inmate search, so people can go on there. If you think your loved one's in jail, they can go on there and look to see who's in my jail, and it will stay current, and then you can go on there and look for warrants. If you think you might have a warrant, then you can go on there and see if you have a warrant or if your neighbor has a warrant, and then you can use this app to call a tip in that your neighbor's got a warrant and he's home right now, and hopefully we can get over there and get him. Also, the sex offender website will be on there. we'll have all the jail information on there, which is, I think, is huge. With this app, is that people can go on there and put money on books for their family member or friend that's in jail. Because we have commissary where they can buy extra items if they have money. They can get money put on their phone card so they can call. We also have what's new in the jail is it's called chirping. So they're given a device where they can text back and forth with their family. So that makes it nice. We have the kiosks there. This will tie in all that so people can go on there, make it a lot easier to get things done with their loved one in jail. So.
And you say also, obviously, it's interactive. Then people can call into you concerning things, or sort of how will that work as far as the interactiveness? You said they could give you a tip, but, what will the person with the phone be able to communicate to you?
This is a little different than, we have our Facebook page, but I'm really the only one on that. So it's tough to get everything out on that. It's time consuming for me just to do it myself. And people can kind of communicate back and forth on Facebook. This, you really don't communicate back. We're just throwing out the information. Now the tip part of it, that they'll have numbers on there. You can call the sheriff's office or you can go just straight to Crime Stoppers. So it kind of brings everything together. Instead of, you got to go to the Crime Stoppers website or you got to go to the sheriff's office website or you got to go to this is going to throw it all together. If we can really push this out and get everyone in the county to download this app, you just go into your app store. It's not ready, obviously. We're looking at the end of February, 1st of March. Hopefully, it's up and going. So you go in, you download it. And if we have a major, major incident in the county, you know, it's something, it's a tool for me to have my people get on there, send this out. We have a tornado that's been spotted and it's touched ground. We'll throw that on there and it will alert your phone, and hopefully you hear it and then you just pull it right up and it says, you know, what's going on, you know. And if we have a major incident of any kind, we can throw that on there. So,
is there a cost involved with this, or what?
Yeah, this is it's relatively expensive to get it going. That's to build it, and then we have a yearly fee on it every year to keep it going. But I just feel like that this is the thing of the future. You know, we really need to stay transparent to everybody, and it's tough to do it any other way.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that the courthouse is also looking into it. They have also, you know, this is the sheriff app, but the same company has courthouse apps too for different, you know, so they're looking into it too. And I'm hoping they do it also, because it could really tie us all together pretty good.
When I said, is there a cost to it? I mean, like when somebody goes to their app, be it Google or wherever they get their apps from, do they pay for it?
No, this is a free app that you can download.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, because some are, where, mm-hmm. you know, like they have them even where they're charitable, mm-hmm. where if you can get the app and then it gives money to a certain cause or whatever.
Yes.
But you say this will probably be out in about February or March as far as it's up and running.
Yes, that's what we're looking at, yes.
A final question I would have on it is, as it goes along and things get fine-tuned and everything goes along, will it be updated where you might say, oh, we're going to add this function or this feature, or do you see it being developed more and more as time goes by?
Yeah, that I've actually just talked to the rep this morning about it, and what we'll do is we'll try and push it out, and then he said, well, we may not have everything done, but he said we can update it as we go. So yes, we'll probably add, if we figure out we want something else on there, we're going to add it. I know one of the features I wanted is, you know, how do I have a hard time getting a hold of all my employees at one time if some major event happens, you know, like we had the fire at the jail and we needed all hands on deck at that day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is, I will be able to actually put all my employees' cell phone numbers, and I can just directly send them a message through this app also, just them only, so they know, hey, this is going on, I need help, you know. So that's something we've never really had before, other than dispatch had to call every single phone number and get a hold of them, you know, individually. And that's very time consuming.
Yeah, that sounds like that could be very useful as far as when you have those big situations.
Yes, yes.
Sheriff, we'd like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupa County this weekend.
All right. Thank you, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.